All right, you may be seated. We're going to use a scripture in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. We're going to use a subject that, you know, I've been praying about and dealing with and just listening to the Holy Ghost of how to deal with this subject, because this subject is, it will produce such great results if we get your hold of it as the Spirit of God is revealing it. And so I want to yield to him tonight and let him have his way, because this is almost to the body of Christ in the aspect of teaching on faith, virgin territory. Now, we've had some great faith teachers. I'm not knocking that. But there's some territories here that the Lord seemed to apostolically send me in. And I've been preaching 48 years. I've never been in these territories. So I'm tiptoeing. But in Galatians 2, now, the verse is familiar to us to a certain degree, because we know of this verse. This verse actually comes from Paul confronting Peter about changing for people. Yes, sir. And you got to stay in the right place. But I'm crucified with Christ. You see that? Yes, sir. Now, I want you to underline I am, because there's some shocking news I got for you. I am crucified with Christ, and I want you to see how many times, is I a personal pronoun? Am I right? Yeah, see how many times the personal pronoun is used here. And the I am, now you start out with I am, but you're going to see I many times. Okay, I want to see that, because I'm going to give you the subject in a few minutes. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, that's again, but Christ lives in me. You can add me in there. In the life which I now live, see, I again, in the flesh, I live, see, by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, that me is again, and gave himself for me. So it's me, I. Yes, personally, isn't it? Yes, sir. All right. He said, then he said in the 21st verse, I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness comes by the law, then grace is dead, Christ is dead in vain. I do not frustrate the grace of God. But I want you to see how many times that personal pronoun, me. But it start off with I am. So in meditating, I never seen this before in my life. The Lord started dealing with me about living the I am faith life. In other words, Jesus lived the I am faith life on earth and gave his life and rose again that we may live the same kind of faith life he lived on earth. Yes, sir. Yes, how it is. I want you to get this. A faith that knows. That's how I am faith life. A faith that knows that is already what, that it is already what it's believing for. Yes, sir. A faith that knows it is already what it is believing for. And another point from Galatians 2:20 to 21 is the word, stop frustrating the grace of faith. Stop frustrating it, because it works every time. Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at, now these terms are not going, you're going to have the Holy Spirit going to help us. Let's look at the now pleasing faith. N-O-W, pleasing faith, and we're going to look at two scriptures. Let's look at the now pleasing faith. There in Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, right? Yes, sir. And then it's the evidence of things not seen, right? Yes, sir. That means it's already on the scene. Yes, sir. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now we call it the now pleasing faith. Okay. Then in the sixth verse of the same opening, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, without faith, now the opposite of that is with faith, it's impossible to please God, but with faith, everything is possible. Right? For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Believe, and I want you to see, believe that he is, and that he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. That's very important in building this concept of living the I am faith lifestyle. It's a dominion faith. It's a faith with authority. It's a faith. Let me give you nine things to add to that, to wrap around your faith. Nine things to wrap around your faith. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1, because I really don't know exactly where I'm going. I'm following the Holy Spirit. He want to get this in. He want to get it into the atmosphere that people can start living this type of faith life. So I'm trusting the Holy Ghost. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. I know he told me this. In Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at verse 15, Paul now released an apostolic anointing on the Ephesian faith. And he got nine things in there that are going to cause your faith to leap. And I'll just call them out, then we'll read. Prayer. Thanksgiving. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of revelation. The spirit of knowledge. The spirit of understanding. The spirit of your calling, the spirit of your inheritance, and the spirit of power. Was that nine? Somebody help me. Was that nine? Count them out. It's nine? So if somebody says nine and you don't have nine, you got to copy off of them. Now let's go over the scripture to see this, because Paul addressed, look in the 15th verse of this prayer. We go over this prayer all the time. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your what?
Faith.
After I heard of your what?
Faith.
In the Lord Jesus, right?
Yes, sir.
And love to all the saints. But he heard of their faith, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you see, I cease not to give thanks for you. So that's thanks right there. So you got to add a lot of thanksgiving to your faith. Thank God. Thank God it's done. All right. He says that, see not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. So I know prayer enhance faith. How many of y'all know that? Okay. Then he says, in praying, he's praying about their faith, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you. Here it is. And you want this I am-ness of your faith has to be operating in the spirit of wisdom.
Yes, sir.
See, the spirit of wisdom will enhance, advance your faith in such a way is beyond measurement. Because with the spirit of wisdom, your faith going to be so well enlightened that it cannot be hindered, because every lie is told, a light going to come on. Every time Satan tells you you're not making it, wisdom going to step in and give you enlightenment of the future. All right. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. Faith, faith that works in the spirit of revelation is a faith that walks in the I amness of faith, the I amness of God, the I amness of Jesus. Jesus walked in I am faith. You know, I'm the light, I'm the door, I'm the bread, I'm the, you know. And I'll show you something in a few minutes that will help you also. Then in the same 17th verse, knowledge, the knowledge of him. The more knowledge you permit the Holy Spirit to give your faith, the more powerful your faith is going to be. All right. Then he says, the eyes of your understanding in verse 18. Are you with me, clients?
Yes, sir.
So there it is, understanding, faith operating in a divine, supernatural understanding. It doesn't matter what things look like. Doesn't matter what nobody's saying. It doesn't matter how things feel. You have an understanding that faith can't fail. See, all of these things, wrapping your faith in revelation, wrapping your faith in understanding. Then you recognize that your faith has a calling on it. Then verse 18. Then in verse 18, it says your faith has an inheritance on it. Right? And then in verse 19, he said, what is the greatness, exceeding greatness of the power to us who believe? So notice those nine things and just meditate them and wrap them around your faith, because sometimes you're going to be dealing with something that it seemed like it's not going to happen. But if one of them could step in, see, Paul prayed all these on the Ephesian faith that they're not operating in naturalness, they operate in a supernatural covering of revelation, knowledge, understanding. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is, we're talking about operating in, living the I am faith life. In other words, it's a life that God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost become synonymous to your faith. Let me say that again. God, the Father, Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Ghost become synonymous with your faith. Let me take it a little further. God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost, the kingdom of God, the word of God, all become synonymous with your faith. In other words, whatever God can do, whatever Jesus can do, whatever the Holy Spirit can do, whatever the word of God can do, whatever the kingdom of God can produce becomes synonymous with your faith. Now, you'll know that as a student of the word, getting out of the circle of faith toward God. See, Hebrews talk about in the sixth chapter, you've got to get out of that circle. Just keep talking about faith toward God. You have to let God's faith expand on the inside of you by revelation, by wisdom, by knowledge, by knowing that what you're believing for is actually your inheritance.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? It's actually your inheritance. So, I mean, you don't have to fuss about it. You just take it.
Yes.
The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. You got to take this stuff by faith. You follow? That's why we got Hebrews chapter 11. They did so many things by faith, by faith, through faith, with faith, in faith, because they knew that faith was, faith actually is supernatural. And if faith need a miracle, it'll get a miracle. If faith need a sign, it'll get a sign. If faith need wonders to happen, faith knows how to make wonders happen, because when you're operating in real faith, you're operating in God. See, God and his word, they are one. Are you following me? So, we got to stop going around this circle just believing. We got to know the anointing and the authority and the dominion we have as children of God when we operate properly in faith.
Yes.
So that means we got to pull off from some of the places we've been now and be more bold and have more confidence that your faith is capable, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Of making supernatural changes in such a situation on your behalf. Your faith actually is supernatural. So with those nine ingredients, I want you to study it and go over scripture and find scripture. But with those nine, with prayer, with thanksgiving, with the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, all those things you wrapping your faith with, you recognize that your faith is in an I am position. Your faith can't be stopped. Your faith cannot be turned around. And you got to know it. And you got to talk to yourself. And you got to explain to yourself why this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, let me show you a threefold assurance of this kind of faith. A threefold assurance. And you'll be able to look back in your note, and if you're dealing with something, you'll be able to apply it, all right? It's going to be a familiar verse, but a revelation is going to come out tonight about your faith. See, your faith in Galatians 2:20 is birth in the I am-ness of Jesus. When you say, I am crucified,
yes, sir.
You say, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So it's the same faith that Jesus lived by, you living by.
All right, all right.
And Jesus had an I am faith.
Yes.
Don't tell me it's not going to happen, because I am.
Yes.
And see, the church have not known about this I am lifestyle in the I am-ness of God, but you have that I am nature in you because you're created in his image and his likeness, and you can function just like him in faith.
Yeah.
But you got to believe, you got to trust, you got to rely on it. And you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, the threefold thing that the Holy Spirit will add to your faith tonight. And you know, this is a apostolic importation class, not just teaching. So we're in some territories here that you're going to be strong in faith. And I want to add these three things. When he showed it to me, I said, wow. What John 14:6, look at John 14:6, what it says. Those three things, that's all right, those three things you can add to your faith tonight supernaturally. You can add the way to your faith, you can add the truth to your faith, and you can add the life to your faith.
Yep.
Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and your life. Your faith is saying the same thing. So whatever you're believing for, whatever you got to change, your faith saying, I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. Can you see it?
Yes, sir.
Now, I never heard this way myself now, so y'all just be with me here now. But he's saying, this I am faith, it says, I am the way. Faith saying, I'm the way.
Yes, sir.
You know, it boils down to 1 John 5:14-15. This is the confidence we have in him. We ask anything according to the will here. See, it carried that same connotation. It built a confidence in your faith that you know your faith knows is the way. Your faith is the truth, because your faith is built on the word of God.
Yes, sir.
So your faith is the life of the situation you're dealing with. Now, most faith teachers, you can't talk to them about this. See, because I haven't read this in a faith book. Me and the Holy Spirit. He said, no, tell my people that they have I am faith in them.
Yes,
and that they can live an I am faith lifestyle.
Yes.
And tell them nine things. I give you nine things already.
Yes,
here are three more things now. Jesus said, who said it?
Jesus.
Unto him, I am the way.
I am.
He also said, I am the truth.
Uh-huh.
And he also said, I am the life.
Yes.
Now remember what happened in Galatians 2:20. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Right?
Yes, sir.
I'm saying that faith is the way, truth, and life.
Yes,
to any situation. If it's biblical, backed up, if it's morally right, if it's in the spectrum of righteousness, what God says is yours, a promise, a grace, a covenant that God has set with you, you have a right to know your faith is the way, the truth, and the life, and it can't be stopped. Now, let's think about some of your past encounters. Had you known this, when it looked like it wasn't going to work, just back off and look at it. Because you know you're operating in a faith that is the way, the truth, and the life. It got to come to pass. See, so, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see it? And see, during my faith time, I could spend time praying in the Holy Ghost, praying, building myself up on most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. See, then if there's a mystery, I need to know it. 1 Corinthians 14:2, I could pray in the Spirit and speaking not unto man, but unto God, how be in the Spirit, I'm speaking mystery. So now we could add to this type of faith, it operates in mysteries. In other words, it unravels mysteries. While you're waiting, while you're standing there, you already have it, but it's unraveling the mystery of what's going on. All right. Now, so the question was asked in giving this introduction. Are you ready to live in abundance faith? Because that's what kind of faith we're talking about. See, John 10:10 is I am. The thief coming not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I am. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. How? Faith. But faith in the aspect of wrapped in 9 things, knowing 3 things must unfold, etc. You know what I'm saying? And many, many more things the Lord going to teach you about it, but I'm just trying to show you that you're so powerful. Faith is so powerful, and it's from God, and we haven't have quarter use it like we capable of using it. But you know, right now, some more things are being imparted to you. You who are in this meeting right now, some things are transpiring. Some things are going to transpire in your life. You're going to know exactly why they transpired, because you operated in a deeper and a higher and a stronger dimension of faith that is on the inside of you. Just those 3 things. I'm the way. I am the way. Jesus knew the I am faith lifestyle. See. So this type of faith is a faith that operate in God's image and likeness. It's a person who know how to operate in God's image and likeness by faith. That's Genesis 1:26-29. This type of faith is, no matter what's going on, it is called a faith of dominion. It dominates in any area. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter how many against you. See. You have to develop yourself in this kind of faith. Now, when you talk about not only John 10:10, we're talking about living this abundance faith, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able. Talk to your faith. Talk to your faith now. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that worketh in them, in you. See? So that's faith. That I am faith. It's always, it's now. It's Hebrews 11:1, Ephesians 3:20. It's now. No matter what it looks like, no matter who say you can't get there, no matter what wall is built, no matter if how many Red Sea and Goliaths around you, you have to know when you're operating in that kind of faith, you have already won. And the body of Christ needs to know that. You know, that's just back to ownership faith, sonship faith. It back to if you don't recognize this kind of faith, you just like it is in Galatians chapter 4, you're a son, but you act like a servant. And until you're mature enough to understand your sonship, you're not going to be able to have your inheritance. So now we're dealing with, oh my God, now we're dealing with a faith inheritance that belonged to us, that as long as we're going around in circles and not letting the Holy Spirit take us out the circle and go deeper into the dimension of faith, we're just going to go to Sam Trail. But that's over now the reason we got to teach this way now, the reason that saints got to grow in dimension in the spirit, because we're in the last days. And so circling is not going to work now. Knowing how to shift into another gear in the spirit is the thing that's going to work now. You're not going to be in fear. Because you know the dimension. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. You know there's a divine, supernatural dimension of faith that you're about to pioneer in. And you're going to be a pathfinder for many who are around you, because there's some things you know that the body of Christ need to know now to operate. Watch what I'm saying now. I got to say it. See, let me see. Can I hold that? Let me see now. Almost 20 years before I step out to be an apostle, I was prophesied that I was an apostle. Didn't pay no mind. I didn't know why I didn't pay no mind. Because God hadn't told me nothing. Even though the man prophesied. Your man can't prophesy you being an apostle. When I said about apostleship is when God told me himself, I call you to be an apostle. That's when I accept the call. All right? Now, how can I say this, Lord? Word of life, I want you to know you in another dimension. And what I'm training you and teaching you out tonight and been for some years now is an apostolic dimension of faith. It walks stronger. It walks deeper. It's for the whole body of Christ. But it's for those who are going to catch on, those who accept that God wants them to walk in a stronger dimension of what they already was walking in, because there's no limit to the dimension of faith. As we yield, are y'all hearing me online? Are you hearing me? As we yield, oh my God, we're going to get stronger and stronger, but it's an apostolic impartation of the revelation of faith.
Yes.
Right? So not only is the instruction coming with it, but the anointing is coming with it. And you'll see soon and very soon that you have moved into another dimension. Not to be cocky, just to share with somebody, try to help somebody else. But somebody got to know it. See, you're talking to me. So you're talking to me. See, somebody got to know it. And so I'm just yielding to the Holy Spirit as much as I can, because I had to do some extra praying. I said, my God, told me why I'm gone. I got to pray. Because I'm seeing some stuff here now. And you had to worry about me going in there. I ain't going to hell. So I'm a follower of the Holy Ghost. You understand me? So now your faith, the type of faith you'll be operating in from this night forward is called also dominion faith. Amen. Dominion, yeah. It's faith that make a demand on a situation, and the situation have no choice. You heard that? Faith that is able to make a demand on a situation, and the situation has no choice but to obey what you say. Turn to John 10:9. John's Gospel. chapter 10, verse 9. This I am faith is the door to all the promises of God. There he is. I am Jesus. I am the door. See. Jesus, I am faith, in which I'm telling you, you have the same thing, carries his Father's identity. Turn to John 11, 25. John Gospel, chapter 11, verse 25. See? In other words, your faith, that voice talking about your faith right there. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believe in me, though he were dead, yet should he live. See, now nothing can die on you no more in your life. Because your faith is resurrection faith. It's alive. It may seem for a moment that it's not coming up or not coming through, but it got to. Because your faith has resurrection power in it. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. That's resurrection, isn't it? You're talking about the crucifixion, right? Your faith also, this type of faith also, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Let me say it tonight like I got it down. Supernatural connection prevailed in I am faith. John 15, 1.
Yes, sir.
Supernatural connection prevailed in I am faith. John 15, 1. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Anybody connected to me just like me. Now you got sap running into your faith. Divine sap. Take help the Holy Ghost. Divine substance, divine sap going in your faith all the time. Let me say this again. Your faith is synonymous with Jesus. When you operate in faith properly, it is Jesus operating. When you make a demand in your faith properly, it's Jesus making a demand. He had never made a demand or command that didn't respond. Romans 8:11 said the same spirit, it don't say that way, but that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in your faith. Now I said that last thing, I didn't have that, dwell in your faith. Romans 8:11. Romans 8:11 assure you 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have the same spirit of faith. See. See, your faith. When you recognize your faith born out of John 6:63, look at it. Your faith born out of that. Your faith born out of spirit and life. We're actually talking about rhema faith. Yeah, faith that function on revelation. Not a faith that function on feeling. not a faith that function upon what is up against. It doesn't matter. See? Nothing is too big for your faith to handle. Write that down. Nothing is too big for my faith to handle. You hearing me?
Yes.
You seeing it?
Yes.
Now I want you to meditate and read your study of the scriptures and let the Holy Ghost speak to you about some of these things. But he just told me to give you this outline, tell you some things about it. You have permit your faith to operate in resurrection power. Then Philippians 3:10. That I may know him. That my faith might know him and the power of his resurrection. Well, that's Galatians 2:20. You take Galatians 2:20 and put it upside this verse right here, and it's telling you that you have the power to operate in resurrection faith. In other words, you have the power to operate in a faith that even death can't hold it down. So if you know death can't hold it down, debt can't hold it down.
Yeah.
So you have it there. So I said this to you earlier, but let me say it to you so you can put this note down. I'll say it this way. The measure of faith, talking about in Romans 12:3, you remember I talked to you about the measure? And sonship are maturing factors. In Galatians 4:1-7, because there in Galatians 4:1-7, it's telling you that if you don't grow and develop in the spirit as a son, you're going to remain a servant.
Yes, sir.
So to a certain degree, we have remained as servant in faith. Our inheritance is in the revelation that nothing is impossible.
Yes,
to my faith.
Right.
See? And then the promises and the word that you see in the Bible, your faith can obtain all of them. And I, like I say, I need y'all to study these lessons, go over these things. But when you're talking about faith operating in I am this power. I am what I'm believing for. I'm already that. Because it belonged to me in my inheritance. It belonged to me by covenant. It belonged to me by the blood of Jesus. See? Now, that woman in Mark 5, I think it started at 25 to 34, and 34, Jesus said, thy faith had made you whole. Woman with the issue of blood. I wrote down, becoming a master in the measure. Becoming a master in the measure. Now, what she did is, she heard about him, she said something, and she did something. Sometimes rookies do better than us who've been in church 80 years.
Yeah.
They just believe anything. They say, what? Say, jump off there. I'll jump right there. You say that man of God? Boom, jump. But when you get mature and got full scripture, man of God tell you something, I ain't riding around no wall. Some people got guns up there. I know some of them people left Joshua. He told them to march around that wall. Come on, baby, let's go. They're still out there trying to find somewhere to go. And that we understand. I understand that you know, and you know I'm not going to talk about this too much, but I'm going to say it to you tonight. A church of this caliber of growth in the spirit How can a member stay home?
Yes, sir.
I'm not Johnny Carson. You don't sit and watch me on TV. You're supposed to be a partaker. You're supposed to be a Hebrew, what is Hebrew 10:25? Huh? And then there are people from all over the world online. They come in by internet. God let them come in by internet, but he ain't letting you come in by no internet. No, you to be here. Now, if you're still worried about COVID, just stay at your house, I understand. And if you have some complications, I understand that. God, I've been praying for everybody. Uh-huh. Amen. We're talking about training yourself to walk in your measure of faith. And listen to this lesson tonight. You will be strong in faith, giving glory to God. And here's what he told me to tell you. It's time to shut fear and failure down. And I had asked a question prior to that prayer because Paul was praying about those people praying in Ephesians 1 when he started the 15th verse. He said when he found out about their faith, he prayed that they would understand those other things. I add two more, the prayer and the thanksgiving, but those other seven things, he was praying that they understood that their faith operate on that level. Yes, sir. Now, listen. I was supposed to ask you this question. I think I asked it in a roundabout way, and I think you did answer it. Do you really want to know how to operate in your faith at another level? Yes. And that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. Training your faith to operate in the I am of wisdom, the I am of revelation, the I am of knowledge, the I am of understanding, the I am of your calling, the I am of your inheritance, the I am of the power. Now, here's what I saw in that Ephesians 1 prayer. And you saw all them things I just named now, you know it right there, right? And I put at the footnote, through the impartation of apostolic prayer and thanksgiving and instruction. That prayer have apostolic prayer, thanksgiving, and instruction for those people. I'm doing the same thing here in Darrow tonight and around the world with those who locked in with apostolic. I prayed for you apostolically. I'm giving you instruction and revelation on it right now. See? Apostolic prayer. Maybe you don't understand what I'm talking about. It took me many years to find out what Philippians 4:19 meant. Turn there, because you'd understand this apostolic prayer. Paul praying the apostolic prayer for that church. He giving them apostolic instruction and apostolic prayer and thankfulness and instruction. And I'm doing the same thing with you. Philippians 4:19, for a long time, I didn't know what that verse really meant. I preached it many years, but the Lord gave me some revelation on it that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But the apostle was saying, because you got involved in my ministry, I have a right now to release my anointing, my God, on your situation. So people go quoting that voice. You can't quote that voice naked. You got to have a covering. No, he didn't say our God, even though it's our God. But he said, I'm releasing my anointing, my assignment, my authority on you because you became a part of what I'm doing. That's what it is. I never read that in the book, but God showed me. I was reading that one day. God said, notice this. This coming out the apostle's mouth. It's apostolic. You almost walking in virgin faith tonight. You we're going to have so many breakout, breakthrough. Because, see, the Holy Spirit is going to recall tonight. You dealing with something, you say, oh, no. No, the Holy Spirit said, what the apostle told you? What your teacher told you? It's in your spirit. It's not just on that paper. You see what I'm saying? And the Holy Spirit can recall it to one of the greatest victories you need. So don't think you're wasting your time here tonight, baby. Don't you even think about it. You want to be in this service.
Yes.
I'm hearing the word from the Spirit now. Somebody receive it. Crossover. Crossover. That's the word I'm hearing. Crossover. In other words, there's something that's been blocking you. You about to cross over. I just heard it. Fresh. Crossover. Look, we're at a point. We're at a point that if things don't want to move, we're just gonna cross over.
Yes,
I didn't say crawl over. I said cross over. Listen to this. Get ready for a faith demonstration you have never seen before. Get ready for faith demonstrations that you have never seen before. You still here?
Yes, sir.
Listen to this. Your measure of faith is loaded with supernatural benefits. I'm going to give you two scriptures to go over there because I love these two scriptures because they talk about supernatural benefit, the supernatural benefits of faith. The supernatural benefit of faith. First one is Hebrews 2. Hebrews 2, 1 through 4. Hebrews 2. Hebrews 2 and 1. Give me that so I can take them through that. I need to. I'm going to read it to you. Your measure of faith is loaded with. Say,
my measure of faith
is loaded
with supernatural benefits.
Benefits is plural. Supernatural
benefits
cometh to my faith now. It doesn't matter what you're working on tonight, it's done. From this night forward, I never heard this. Your faith will wear the same robe Jesus was wearing. Tuesday night, and I just got paid in the spirit. In the spirit. In the spirit. I can almost preach myself happy up here, boy. In the spirit, man. How powerful you are. Don't sell for no crackers. Let me say it again so it can get on you. How powerful you are. We walk by faith. Not by sight. Now you're walking heavier, no? You're walking in resurrection faith. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, I soak your faith in the blood. All the blood potentials go in your faith tonight. And it starts coming out tonight. With redemption and revelation and victories. Supernatural benefits. Hebrews 2:1. Come on. Hebrews 2:1. Therefore, we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Verse 2. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense and reward. Verse 3. How shall we escape when we neglect so great a salvation? And faith is part of that salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Now look at this next verse. That's where your faith going to take you. God also bearing them witness. Huh?
Yes, sir.
With signs. Huh?
Yes,
and wonders. Huh? And with divers miracles, huh?
Yes, sir.
And gifts of the Holy Ghost,
yes,
according to his own will.
Yes, sir.
Look at those four things.
Yes,
huh?
Yes,
now, tonight, your faith become pregnant with all four.
Yes,
signs, wonders,
yes,
divers miracles,
yes,
and gifts of the Holy Ghost will follow you the rest of your life.
Yes,
you receive that? Huh? I prophesied that on you. If you follow instruction and search the scriptures and meditate and give thanks and pray and look at these notes and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal more to you, more clearly what he's saying. Your faith gonna function in wonders, signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Your faith, you're gonna function in that. No, wait a minute. No. Your faith will function in signs, wonders, divers, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Because you're not operating in regular faith no more. You're just not operating in the so-called word of faith. You're operating in the word of faith in revelation, illumination, and direction of the Holy Ghost. See, we supposed to assist each other. When a revelation comes, we're supposed to get on it and see we can go further. What about them nine things? Huh? You ever thought about adding them to your faith? You know, you got in 2 Peter chapter 1, he gives you seven things to add to your faith. But we wrapped our faith in those nine things. Wrap your faith in thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, I received that. I don't only believe it, I receive it. Then there in Hebrews 4 now, 1. Now I'm going to close. I say I'm going to preach about 35 minutes, almost an hour now. Hebrews 4:1. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. And the second verse says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. Now listen to this. But the word preach did not profit them. Why? What? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. But thank God that's not happening here. See, you got to mix it with faith. When you hear revelation, you got to mix it with faith. Don't judge revelation. And try to get back in your same little cycle. No, God is taking you further, baby. He's trying to take you in a deeper dimension to operate at a different level. And his levels never run out, you know. See, there's got to be somebody. See, because you haven't read it in a book, or because a lot of big names have not said it, does not mean that it's not existing. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you can go over and over this lesson tonight, over and over this lesson, and you'll grow. You'll just grow in faith. I mean, your faith, because the last lie the enemy told your faith, you just crucified it. Then you can reach out and pull something else in here. See? I'm going to pull the resurrection power in you. I'm going to see if you can handle that. See? Quickly, let me tell you now. It's time to know how to use what you already have and stop looking for it. Right back to Romans 12:3. You've dealt to every man, demeasure your faith. It's time to know how to use what you already have and stop looking for it. You're being prepared for a faith transformation by mercy, grace, and a renewed mind. Now, let me share what happened to a person who is full of this kind of faith and full of the Holy Ghost also. Quickly, I want to look at two or three scriptures. Look at Acts chapter 6, verse 5. Acts 6 and 5. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. For he's full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost, right?
Yeah.
All right, then go to verse 8. Acts 6, 8. And we get one more verse. And Stephen, full of faith and power, what he did? See that? We just had to talk about it, right? Huh? Now, drop back to the 7th verse. Acts 6, 7, I think it is. That's our voice, you know. That's his vision. And the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Stay obedient to the faith. When it looks like it's not working, just stay obedient to the faith. Do what God tells you to do, and you're going to come out every time. Because you're operating in the I am-ness. Living the I am faith life. Yep. Now, I probably am trying to take you further than when you take me further. Yeah. You don't go in these territories unless he take it, you know. But study it out. You'll see all of it is lined up online. Yeah. Precept on precept, putting nobody down. Just try to take everybody further.
Yes,
amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah.